Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're everywhere. We're on digital, FM, satellite, online, on your computers, npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Coming up in just a few minutes, catch, neuter, and release. It's one way to handle a stray and feral cat issue. We're going to find out more about it and why it may or may not be the solution to a pretty tough problem. But first, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Four former Colombian lawmakers have been released by a guerrilla group that held them captive in the jungle for nearly 6 years. They were released to the International Red Cross yesterday, and doctors say they appear to be in good condition. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez helped broker the release. The rebel group, known as FARC, is estimated to have held at least 750 hostages in the jungles of Colombia for several years at a time. Two other hostages were released last month. Thailand's former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra is back in his homeland 17 months after being deposed in a military coup in 2006. He faces charges of abuse of power. The BBC's Jonathan Head is in Bangkok.
Hundreds of cheering supporters lined the road outside the airport, defying the government's plea for a low-key reception for Thaksin Shinawatra. For 17 months, he stayed away from Thailand, saying he wouldn't feel safe. But the tide has turned decisively back in Mr. Thaksin's favor, with the People Power Party, formed by his allies, now in government, following last December's election. He's expected to go straight to the criminal court in Bangkok to hear charges of alleged corruption, which he'll deny. He's almost certain to be released on bail, and few people expect him to be convicted.
The BBC's Jonathan Head reporting from Bangkok. News closer to home now. House lawmakers have approved a bill that calls for getting rid of a major tax break for the nation's five biggest oil companies. Eliminating the manufacturer's tax break is expected to generate $13 billion in revenue. Money lawmakers say they'll use to extend tax credits for companies that use wind power and solar. The measure now heads to the Senate for approval. The Bush administration says the president will likely veto the measure if it reaches his desk. And some mixed news from the Hillary Clinton campaign. Senator Clinton has lost the support of Representative John Lewis, but gained the help of longtime Clinton aide Harold Ickes. Lewis announced yesterday that he'll now back Senator Barack Obama. He cited the overwhelming preference for Obama in his Atlanta district as the reason for his switch. Meantime, Harold Ickes has stepped out from behind the scenes to lead the Clinton campaign's fight for delegates. Ickes worked on Bill Clinton's presidential campaign. Both Clinton and Obama are campaigning heavily in Texas and Ohio before the key March 4th primaries. And here in New York, Mayor Michael Bloomberg says it's official. He will definitely not run for president. The billionaire businessman has been researching the possibilities of an independent bid, but he wrote in this morning's New York Times that he's decided not to throw his hat in the ring. Here's NPR's Robert Smith.
The presidential speculation started the day after Bloomberg won a landslide re-election in 2005. An aide floated the possibility that the mayor might spend $1 billion on a campaign. Polling was done, ballot access researched, but in this morning's New York Times, Bloomberg shut the door. He writes in an op-ed that he believes that an independent can win the White House, but that he isn't going to be that candidate. If Bloomberg had chosen to run, he would have had to start gathering signatures as early as next week to get on the ballot in Texas. He also would have needed the support of independent voters, who have already gravitated to John McCain and Barack Obama. Bloomberg says he won't be sitting this race out completely. He'll join with whichever candidate takes an independent, nonpartisan approach.
That's NPR's Robert Smith reporting. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.